That look like a body to you? Sam asks. She's inside the depot with the others, looking down at the blackened heap on the floor. The small one-room structure is dusty and weed-filled, fallen boards and bits of glass littering the floor. The body lies beneath a hole in the roof, extending out from it. Next to blood splatters, footprints, and fuel spills are small yellow evidence marker tents, each with a different number. In the corner, to the left of the open doorway, what appear to be a woman's belt, shoes, watch, and ring are scattered about as if flung carelessly aside.
Sure as hell don't to me, Gibson says.
A little surprised to hear Preacher sound more like a cop than a clergyman, it makes her like him all the more. The crime scene techs nod, but the deputies, firemen, and EMTs shake their heads. The sheriff's deputies, volunteer firemen, and local EMTs are no longer needed, if they ever were, and in another moment she will have to clear the crime scene, though it will be an unpopular thing to do. They're so excited, most of them realizing that they are witnessing a once-in-a-career type case.
So how Daniel know it was?
Smell, one of the deputies offers. You suspect the professor?
Gibson says.
I'm just asking obvious questions, but from what I know about guys who play with fire, they usually like to be around when their work is receiving the attention they think it deserves.
Nearly in unison, the small group of law enforcement personnel lean over and look through the opening where the missing door should be. To their collective surprise, Daniel is standing there.
If he offers to lend us a hand with the investigation, we'll know it's him, Sam whispers to Preacher.
I think I might have found something, Daniel says.
Sam shoots Gibson a look.
Oh yeah?
Sam says.
What's that?
He tells them.
Just in case I'm not the killer, he adds, you might want to see if he's hiding up there.